I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Tensions spike in southern Lebanon following deadly tit-for-tat rocket fire and bombings from Hezbollah and Israeli forces. The exchange comes after Hezbollah rejected a French ceasefire proposal on Tuesday, heightening fears of an Israel-Hezbollah war. Heart for Lebanon's Camille Melki says more than 120,000 Lebanese have fled their homes near the border.
We are looking for every spot and space to host newcomers to our church, and that's something we celebrate. Of course, we don't celebrate the hurt, the brokenness of the families around us, but we celebrate the opportunity to preach and share the gospel in these difficult moments.
Along with food kits and winterization supplies, Heart for Lebanon introduces displaced people to the love and hope of Christ. And Mission Cry sends repurposed Bibles and Christian literature to countries around the world. Jason Wolford with Mission Cry tells us that a minister in Kenya unexpectedly received permission to take a special Bible meant for prisoners into a prison. She called Mission Cry's distributor in the neighboring country of Tanzania to see if they could fulfill the 1,000 copies needed, and they could.
We get the Bibles to Kenya, and they take them into the prison. And as they distribute the Bibles, for 24 hours straight, without interruption, they broke out into song, praising, unity. The Spirit of God fell on this place.
The warden said they could set up a church within the prison because he saw that the God of the Bible was real. Praise God for his living word.
You could pray about supporting or sponsoring the container. $11,000 sends $500,000 worth of free Bibles and Christian books absolutely for free.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.